Hey, what's going on, everybody? Alan Kenny, managing editor, crystalballrun.com, the Blog UN Network's national college football blog. And we're previewing everybody's favorite midweek indulgence, the MAC. And I brought on Ryan Atulo from the Toledo Blade. He's the Toledo Rockets beat reporter there. He's going to talk with us a little bit about what's going on within the conference and help us maybe, you know, preview what we should be looking for this fall. So let's go ahead and bring him on. Ryan, how you doing, man?
I'm wonderful, Alan. How are you?
Oh, doing really well. Doing really well. Appreciate you joining us to update us on the MAC. Now, like I mentioned, this is a conference that's kind of developed a little bit of a cult following, you know, with the whole MACtion thing and, you know, the midweek shootout games. You know, I mean, have you seen the conference really trying to build off that in terms of, like, a branding thing?
Yeah, I think, you know, as you said, the MACtion, excuse me, you know, really hit big towards the middle of last season when you could tell something special was kind of brewing. A lot of teams were knocking off BCS schools and, of course, Northern Illinois and their historic run going to a BCS game. You know, teams being ranked in the top 25. And then, you know, it continued to the NFL draft with Eric Fisher of Central Michigan going number one. So it's special times for the MAC. I think this year is going to be kind of a litmus test to see how far the MAC has come and whether it can sustain its success.
Yeah, and again, you mentioned Northern Illinois' big run there to a BCS game. Are we still looking at the Huskies as the lead dogs in the league?
I think so, and I like the pun there. That was good.
yeah, pun intended.
Yeah, I think so. You know, I covered the Toledo at Northern Illinois game last year when it was senior night and there wasn't a lot of kids on the field. You know, they mm-hmm. return a lot, including quarterback Jordan Lynch. I think, you know, the one area of concern is coaching now, because they've gone through a lot of coaches in the past 5-7 years, and now they're onto a new one, Rod Carey, who was the offensive coordinator last year for them. And you know, I think you know, eventually they're gonna get it wrong. Now we'll see what happens. But you know, you go from Jerry Kill, who did a very fine job, and then you go to Dave Doran, who had the program continuing to roll, and he goes to North Carolina State. Now you go to Rod Carey, and, you know, it'll be interesting, you know. But if they got it right, I think that, yes, Northern Illinois is the favorite to win the MAC again.
Yeah, they bring back, you know, they're replacing a lot of pieces on the defensive side of the ball, but 8 returning starters on offense, including 4 on the offensive line, and as you mentioned, the quarterback there, Jordan Lynch. That's a pretty stacked squad on that side. But one team that looks to me like a solid dark horse is Bowling Green. You know, looking over last season, I mean, this team was actually in a offense happy league. I mean, this team was pretty stout defensively, and seemed to actually be pretty competitive even in most of their losses last year. They've got a ton of experience back. I think something like 19 returning starters, 10 on offense, 9 on defense. And, you know, as we mentioned, they avoid Northern Illinois in the regular season. I mean, to me, this looks like maybe the team that has the best chance of challenging Northern Illinois. Do you agree? Or?
Yeah. I have them winning the East. And really what's going on over there is that they made a coaching change after the 2008 season and brought in Dave Clawson. And they had a pretty good 2009 season. And then it just hit rock bottom. Mm-hmm. Several years of bad recruiting, attrition, APR issues, just all kind of formed a mushroom. And I think they won 2 games in 2010. I mean, they were terrible. So they've been slowly building up from that. And as you said, that defense last year, it was just lights out. They just handcuffed teams, and mm-hmm. they didn't have to score a lot of points. Now, I think there is concern. There shouldn't be, but there is concern at quarterback. Matt Schultz will go into his fourth year as the starting quarterback. I'm not sure he's progressed into a MAC championship caliber quarterback. He's been up and down. You know, you see some flashes, and then you wonder what he's doing. I think if they can get him untracked and he can at least be decent, they can definitely contend for the MAC title and possibly beat Northern Illinois in the MAC title game.
Yeah, and now let's move over to the team that you cover, Toledo. This is kind of the other side of the coin from Bowling Green. I mean, this is a team that's known for its offense, and I mean, to me, the Rockets look pretty loaded on that side of the ball this year.
Yeah, last year they broke in a lot of new guys, and were still able to put up some points, albeit not what the program had done the past few years. Now I think those guys with some season under the belts take a step forward. And, you know, this is a team that is recruited very, very well by MAC standards over the past few years. And we're starting to see some of those players matriculate, you know, to their senior, junior years where they're in positions where they can be impactful. So it's a team that can definitely win the MAC title. I think that when you look at Terrence Owens, their quarterback, coming back, he was hurt down the stretch of last season when they lost to Northern Illinois by 7 points at Northern Illinois. He was, you know, barely moving, but he was still out there. So, you know, if he's healthy and where he was earlier in the season, I think that they can be very good.
How about Kent State? Now, this is a program that surprised a lot of people last year, but there's been a lot of turnover over there. I mean, obviously, Darryl Hazell's gone now to Purdue. You had quarterback Spencer Keith, who graduated. It looks like, you know, also a ton of experience from the defense is gone. Three or four leading tacklers are out. You know, they only got, I think, two returnees on the offensive line. I mean, how big of a step back do you think we should expect at Kent State this year?
That's the question, and I don't know. I think what Darryl Hazell did was so outstanding and so unexpected. It's going to be hard to replicate that. Now, are they going to have the same record that they did last year when I think they just had what?
I think two losses.
Two,
11 and three. Yeah, they finished 11.
They lost in the bowl game, I believe. Mm-hmm. I have a hard time believing that, but you know, if they can at least be decent, I think that would be good for the program to just sustain some kind of success. They bring in Paul Haynes, who was at Arkansas. He knows the state. He was at Ohio State under Jim Tressel, which kind of a similar career trajectory as Darryl Hazell, mm-hmm. old coach for Tressel. You know, I don't know. Dre Archer is probably the best player in the country, or in the MAC. Mm-hmm. Is a returner, running back, slot guy, just offensive threat.
He's the MAC's Taven Austin.
Yes, he's very good. But, you know, I expect the program to come down to reality a little bit and, you know, probably have a little more of a humbling season than they did last year, which was just completely unexpected. What was it? They went to a bowl game for the first time in more than 40 years.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
You know, it's hard to think they're going to put up double digit wins again, but we'll see.
Yeah, yeah. I thought Zell did a pretty good job last year. I mean, I was a fantastic coaching job in retrospect. One guy who's been doing been coaching for a long time, that's Frank Solich at Ohio. I mean, I think he's, you know, 68, 69, I mean, going on 70. How much longer do you think he hangs on there in Athens?
Probably not a ton longer, but I think he enjoys it, and when the results are still there, and they have been, mm-hmm. you know, you look at what they were able to do last year. Now the wheels kind of fell off at the end of the season, but you know, after they had climbed into the top 25 and, you know, Sports Illustrated story. But that program was not very good when he got it, and now it's competing for MAC championships, going to bowl games. He's got to be having fun down there, but yeah, as you said, he's getting up there in age. So I think at some point he's going to hand over the keys to somebody else, but a very good coach. And I think from what I've heard from talking to other MAC coaches, OU does it better than anybody in the league as far as evaluating recruits, knowing, having an identity of what they want to do. So it's become kind of the model program. With all due respect to Northern Illinois and Toledo, who really done a great job of late, it's kind of, it's a very respected program, I guess I would say, among the MAC, among MAC coaches, MAC fans.
Yeah, it's funny. I think a lot of people still think of Solich as the guy who couldn't really keep it going after Tom Osborne left at Nebraska, but he's really built a pretty solid program there at Ohio. So, kind of getting here close to the end, wrapping up, what are some of the other big stories in the MAC this fall that you think are worth watching?
I think Ball State is a team. It could be really good. They have their quarterback back. I think their coach is really good. Pete Lembo has really built that program up. They took a little bit of a dip after Brady Hoke left. They're going to contend in the West as well. I think coaching in the MAC is so important. So you look at what programs are doing, and you keep your eye on Western Michigan made a coaching change. This guy that they brought in, P.J. Fleck, who is now the youngest coach in the country, took that mantle from Matt Campbell, Toledo's coach, who was there last year. He seems to be really galvanizing that program. They already have almost 10 verbal commitments. I don't know how many of those guys they had, head-to-head with other MAC schools for, or, you know, what the specifics are, but they are doing a good job in recruiting. That's a program I think they can do very well. I don't know about year one, what they're going to look like, but he being PJ Fleck, seems to be a really go-getter type and really passionate, energetic, and I like that hire right now. Beyond that, I think it's going to be whether the MAC can continue to do what the MAC did last year and knock off these bigger schools and have teams that are popping up into the top 25 every other week. So, it's an interesting league because you just don't know, and they get a lot of chances to beat good programs. Yeah. Toledo, the team I'm covering, goes to Florida and Missouri in back-to-back weeks. So two SEC teams in back-to-back weeks. I don't think anybody's predicting them to win either one of those games, but Missouri didn't have a very good season last year. And you look at Florida, we were talking about Bowling Green earlier. Bowling Green had Florida on the ropes in Gainesville in the opener last year. So you just don't know. And if you can get a win or two early on, it really raises the profile of your conference. And, it's going to be interesting to see what happens and what kind of league it is. And I think we're going to know pretty soon within the first couple of weeks of the season. There's a lot of good chances out there, and there's a lot of good teams in the MAC. I think it's going to be another exciting year. I don't know that it's going to get the national recognition that it got a year ago. It's kind of a perfect storm of things that kind of coalesced there. But it's a good conference, and I think what makes it a good conference and what made it a really good season last year are two things: good coaching, good quarterbacking. It's football is a complicated game that can be pretty simple at times. If you have a good quarterback and a good coaching staff, you got a shot. You look at Daryl Hazel goes to Purdue. Dave Doran goes to North Carolina State. I think what Dave Clawson has done at Bowling Green has been really good, and he was in the mix for some jobs. Matt Campbell at Toledo takes the ball from Tim Beckman and keeps it rolling. I think what Toledo has going on is really good. Ball State, Pete Lembo, who I brought up earlier, has done it at every level, succeeded at every level. So I think right now, and you look back to 10 years ago when the MAC really, kind of the golden era of the MAC, when you had Ben Roethlisberger and that Miami team, which was, for my money, one of the top 5 to 10 teams in the country that year, 2003. They were, 2002. Very, very good. You know, Byron Leftwich came through the MAC. Chad Pennington came through the MAC. Bowling Green had a couple of really good quarterbacks, and Omar Jacobs and Josh Harris. And you look at, you know, Urban Meyer, Gary Pinkel, Miami has brought some good coaches through. You know, so it's really that simple, I think. When you could have, when you hire good coaches, good young coaches, and you're not going to keep them, and we all understand that, and you can have a good trigger man on offense, you got a shot. And I think we're seeing that in the MAC right now, Alan.
Well, Ryan, hey, man, I really appreciate you taking time out today to talk with us and help us preview what sounds like it should be a pretty fun and real competitive year in the MAC this year.
Well, I appreciate you having me on, and good luck with your podcast.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you all for joining us, too. For CrystalBallRun.com, I'm Alan Kenny. Easy, easy, easy.